Blog Talk Radio.
Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990, or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's SIEGEL LendingTeam.com or 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564, complete a 3-minute complimentary survey, and the area-trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to reap at ronsiegelradio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Rate subject to change and without notice. Licensed by the California DOC and BRENMLS 217037 and 145502 and Cal BRE 01869452 and 1866775.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Radio Show, only on Financial News and Talk. And live in studio, your host, local and national real estate expert and consumer advocate, Ron Siegel.
And hello again. Welcome to Ron Siegel Radio. This is the show with no real boundaries. Holy cow, it's also a loud show this morning.
Wow, literally blew my mind, Ron.
Holy cow, we got to set some microphones or something around here. There's something's driving us nuts, guys. Are we getting a little? Holy cow. Well, you know something, I think that might be a little better. We might have to adjust some levels this morning. Can you hear me now? Can you hear me now? I guess that's an old joke, isn't it? I guess that one's a little dead. But anyway, this is the show with no real boundaries as we discuss current events, financial markets, politics, sports, even poking fun at the rest of the media. This is the show that connects the dots of confusion, and I am easily confused.
And this is proof, right?
Exactly. This is a show that connects the dots of confusion delivered by conflicting media reports. We connect the dots so you know the actions you can take, how your family, your business can benefit from current events most of all. Thank you for joining me. Before we get into our intriguing content this morning, please join me in welcoming our featured guest and a repeat offender. Lisa Dunn is in the house.
Good morning, Ron. I'm glad that was that bong noise going off this early. You would have me confused as you are.
Yeah. Exactly. Hey, you know something? It's we've been away for a few days, so we're going to have a little bit of fun here today.
It's a little early for that, isn't it?
No, it's California. Okay. It's always acceptable.
Is that a happy hour?
The more you have of it, the happier the hour. Let me remind you, if you ever have any home or finance-related questions, I am the consumer advocate looking out for you, and you can reach out to me directly. 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Just remember, that's the number you call anytime for assistance. When you call that number, it comes directly to me first. There are no operators standing by.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Yeah, that's it. I am the only operator. I have a great team, though, when it comes to developing a financing plan, a plan to save you money. I personally work with you. Even if you don't have any needs today, save this number in your phone for future reference. 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. A couple of shout-outs this morning. Looks like Cindy is on with us. Good morning. Bobby Joe, good morning. Andy's with us. Good morning. Janae, Keith, good to see you all with us.
Hey, look, Lisa Dunn's with you this morning.
Yeah, Lisa's here. I kind of guessed that one.
It's official. It's on Facebook.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah, absolutely. What are we celebrating today? Well, today, National I can't even say it, so we're going to skip that one.
Wait, what is it?
Astatistician?
Good. No, you did it to me, Ron. Those people that fix your skin.
Yeah, that's the one. National Cheese Curd Day. I love Lucy Day.
I like that
one.
Shout out to Mindy.
Exactly. What else are we celebrating? Latino AIDS Awareness Day as opposed to non-Latino AIDS Awareness Day.
Or Latino Non-Awareness Day.
There you go. Yeah. National Pregnancy and Infant Loss Awareness Day.
Okay, that's kind of somber.
Yeah, I think we're going to go back up. You know, there's got to be something for us.
Getting worse.
Yeah,
Ron.
These are not doing White Cane Safety Day. Clean Your Virtual Desk Day. This is not getting any better.
Let's go back to the cheese curd.
Yesterday was National Dessert Day, so we can go there, right?
We'll go
back in time. It's not getting any better here. I think I'm gonna. You know what? We might need to go back to.
There we go.
Holy cow! Here we go. So let's check the markets this morning. See what kind of a roller coaster we are on with the markets. Yeah, the Dow Jones Industrial Average. Down 44 points as we speak right now. Oil down 27 cents a barrel. Should we look at it for a Monday morning? Do we really want to know what's happening in the gasoline market today?
It is what it is.
$2.89.3 is the national average of a gallon of gasoline. Here in Taxifornia, we're at $3.82.1. My car is not a Prius, so I am not as happy as Lisa is. But if you want gasoline, I guess where are we going to go and get gasoline today? We're going to go to Mississippi. Can you get to Mississippi on one tank of gas?
No.
Not on the Prius. Okay.
No.
$2.61 a gallon over there.
Not worth the drive.
Okay, so we'll just stick with Taxifornia. At $3.82, how you voting on Measure 6? I'm not going to share with you my vote today, but we'll get to that at some point in time. This market, let's see what's going on the 10-year Treasury. That's what caused all of the chaos in the markets last week. Did you, were you alive last week? Did you catch that? Or like a lot of folks, I think I probably would have been drinking heavily watching what the stock market did last week, up 800, down 800, down 500. Talk about this was not on National Dessert Day, but talk about a rocky road. Holy cow. Where I think I've got, where is that?
Let's go for the bong noise. Yeah, that works too.
Yeah. So the market's not doing too well. We were almost at 27,000 at one point in the last couple of weeks. And now we are down at 25,274. So think about that when we talk about your money. And I've been telling you right along, the key word in investing is diversify. Right? Because we know what's going on in the markets right now. Real estate, though, it's still going up. Now, yes, I know the news wants you to believe that it is declining, but that's not true. The term that you need to be looking at is decelerating. It's not going up as quickly as it was, but it is still going up.
I like that.
Right.
I have not heard anybody use that term.
So here's the analogy that I've been trying to share with folks, Lisa, is the concept that if you're, well, I guess this works sometimes. If like 3 a.m, this will work. So if you're on the freeways in Southern California at 3 a.m.
Okay, and why would I be doing that?
Well, I'm not going to even go there.
I'm sorry.
So if you're on the freeways, 3 o'clock in the morning in California, you might be driving along at 70 miles an hour. Now at 9 a.m, you're not driving at 70 miles an hour. That was the analogy there.
Oh, because I was going to say, right? Obviously you haven't seen me drive.
I try not to. So here's the idea. Nothing like a little air superiority. So here's the analogy. If you're driving along the freeway at 70 miles an hour, and all of a sudden you have to go at 50. Are you going backwards or did you just decelerate? Well, that's the idea with what's going on in the real estate market right now. You're not going backwards, but the market is decelerating. So we've been seeing these 6, 7, 8% appreciation numbers. Well, now we're down at about 5%. Not a bad number, but it's not as good as it was. But the media, they don't want you to know that anything is going well in our country. They don't want you to know that the economy is doing well. So they're not going to tell you that the real estate market is still growing. Their commentary is that it's slowing. Well, it's decelerating. It's not really slowing. And it's going to be all the more reason that you are going to need great guidance. You're not going to be able to go out there and stick a sign in the ground and watch your property sell in the next 20 minutes. Not going to work that way. Now, if you list it and have a great real estate professional helping you, well, then you might get it sold quickly because you got to listen to the guidance they give you. You can say that you know more than everybody else, but the proof will be in the duration of time you get to have your home sitting there as a museum. Now, I'm not a big fan of having my house look like a museum. You know, I like to put my feet up on the coffee table. You gotta can't have the heel prints on the coffee table when someone wants to come and see it.
Museum is being kind because I tell people no toothbrushes, no kitchen sponges. Model homes don't have toothbrushes.
So obviously, your sellers are not going to be there if they don't use a toothbrush.
They better hide it.
There we go. See, that's the whole idea. So if you want your property sold, the idea is get a great professional to give you guidance. And more importantly than them giving you guidance, listen to what they have to say because they're going to be there to help you get your property sold. The idea is not to have it on the market. I don't know anybody that really wants to have a home on the market. Just the way it is. They want it sold and they want to move on with their life. You're looking at something. I mean, think about this right now. We're probably down to a point where we're going to buy five houses in our lifetime. And the only reason I say five houses is because right now our tenure of home ownership is about 10 years. It used to be 6 years. So we would own about 7 or 8 homes in our lifetime. Well, with that being the case, now we're down a little bit. You really don't get the expertise of real estate by doing this every once in a great while. That's just how it works. So get the guidance and listen to it and understand that I'm going to say this. Most real estate professionals will not share this with you, but I will. The Redfins, the Purple Bricks, the Walmarts, Amazon, or whoever else you want to think about doing an online transaction.
You're going there, Ron.
I will.
Keep
I don't.
Keep going.
I don't mind.
I like it.
Right. I don't. To me, you know, it's your house. I'm not worried about making friends on radio. My job is to give you the best guidance I can. You are not getting good guidance when you're trying to do a real estate transaction online. I don't care whether it's buying a house, selling a house, financing a house. You're not going to get the best guidance there. Now, can you accomplish your mission? Yeah, you can sell a house there, but you're going to get a lot of grievance, and you're probably not going to get the best result you hope for. Just my observations after seeing and speaking to hundreds and hundreds of real estate professionals. Last weekend, part of our team was with only about 1,000 real estate professionals. I was with 2,500 lenders last week, two different parts of Southern California, two different big conventions right here, national conventions right here in Southern California. You know, some everyone's looking at the same thing. There is a segment of the population that wants to use quite honestly, they want to go to Sears. Wait a second. I can't go to Sears because they just filed bankruptcy.
Yeah, that ain't going to work.
Yeah.
Their prices are still going to be higher. Let's go dollar store.
Yeah, there you go. So you can go to the dollar store. Well, I used to sell to the dollar store, so I understand that business too.
Okay.
Right? But Sears, they filed bankruptcy this morning. How would you like – now think about this. Those of you that were in real estate in 2007, right around July or so, think about this one. July 2007, you're in a real estate transaction trying to buy a house. And you go with a lender that you may or may not have heard of in the past, and you get to escrow, sign your escrow papers, and guess what? No money. Now, how could that possibly happen when you sign your escrow papers and no money? Well, the lender went out of business, right? And that happened many, many times. I don't even know if the website is still available. There was a website back then that was called the Implodometer. And the implodometer would actually tell you who filed bankruptcy on that given day in the lending world. Now, today we only saw Sears file bankruptcy. And, well, Sears, I don't know if they still do. They used to own Allstate. I think they might have divested of that one. But think about this. Do you know where some of these other companies are? Have you done your homework on them? Because you're not going to walk into their office to say hello. Right. I mean, think about that. And I've seen some of the reviews. Now, there are some serious reviews that I have seen people talking about when you're looking at the reviews of like a Purple Brick, for instance. I'll just go there. What the heck? They're not a sponsor and they probably never will be. Right. But try and find them when it's time to get your keys. Try and find them. I've heard of sellers that didn't know that their property closed escrow. Right? I mean, think about that concept, and it's happening all over. Is that the type of a program that you want to be involved in? I'm just sharing these things with you because nobody else wants to give you this information. Nobody wants to tell you. They can spend millions of dollars on advertising, but who's going to give you the straight scoop when you're looking for these transactions and it's your biggest transaction? You need professional guidance. That's my message. And I'm going to keep delivering it because not because I have anything against those folks. The whole issue is I want you to save your money at a real estate transaction. And I'll just go there with this part of it also. It's stressful, right? I have talked to real estate professionals who have been in the industry over 40 years in some instances.
I'm not one of them.
No, you're not one of them.
Thank you.
Should have had to have started in the womb or something like that.
It would have been ugly.
Right, but I've talked to real estate professionals who have been 40 plus years in the industry. You know what they say the difference is? They say every transaction has hurdles. Every transaction has speed bumps. The difference between the professional agent, the agent that's been in the business for a while, and the online services or the newbies, quite honestly, experience. They know how to navigate these issues. We're going to talk more about that when we're talking about navigating pre-approval, is it obsolete? We're going to talk about that. Don't be afraid of your credit score. We'll chat about that one as well. And the number one mistake people make when opening an investment account. Talk about that as well. You can reach me anytime, our off-air number. It's 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, on Twitter at Ron Siegel. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Did you know that banks and credit bureaus are rewarded financially if you have bad credit? And the worse your credit score is, the more money they can make off of you? How does that make you feel, knowing that banks are getting rich off of your hard-earned money? How does it make you feel, knowing that if a bank or a credit bureau makes a mistake on your credit report, they benefit from it and it hurts you? The Fair Credit Report Act of 1971 requires banks and credit bureaus to report only accurate information, and nearly 100% of all credit reports are inaccurate. If you're sick and tired of being broke and tired of being robbed by the banks, you owe it to yourself and to your family to call Rondi. Rondi is a FICO-certified credit professional and has helped thousands of people just like you get out of debt and establish great credit. Rondi's number is 855-608-1990. Again, that's 855-608-1990. Or visit creditsanitizer.com. Again, that website is creditsanitizer.com.
Are you a veteran, own a home, and need money? The Siegel Lending Team is here to help veterans refinance and get the money they need. The VA 100 lets you borrow up to 100% of your home's value, refinance your mortgages, consolidate credit cards, and lower your payments by an average of $700 a month. And the Siegel Lending Team knows that character means more than a credit score. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Rate exchange without notice, licensed by the California Department of Corporations, NMLS 210037 and DRE number 01869452.
Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990, or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions, as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. The Mortgage Minute today being brought to you by our friends over at Gold Star Mortgage. When you're ready for that next mortgage, Gold Star has the programs, the products for you. You've got to just give me a call at 800-306-1990. I'll put you in touch with them. They're the only one I know of that has the Fast Pass Loan Approval. Fast Pass Loan Approval, that is how you find out or your agent gets to help you out with making a same-as-cash offer. And I love the same-as-cash offer just because it makes sense. Why not compete with cash? That's why we're going to talk a little bit today about the obsolete pre-approval. Just my personal opinion that they are obsolete. We are checking the markets for you. Dow Jones Industrial Average. But we're going to have to check this one a little further because I've got one screen telling me that the Dow Jones Industrial Average is down a little bit. Another screen tells me the Dow Jones Industrial Average is up a little bit. So as usual, you know, I'm confused. Actually, it looks like it's down 42.85 right now as we speak. But what's more important, let's look at the 10-year Treasury. That's up 2 basis points. 3.156 is the yield there. The Fannie Mae 30-year bond up 2 basis points, which means interest rates are down ever so slightly. The what? We need the why, right? The stock is right there, stock market right there at the 200-day moving average. The reason the market was so volatile last week, not a lot of people are going to tell you this because there's not a lot of technical nerds out there anymore. I am a technical nerd.
But as well as a regular nerd.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. So somebody mute her mic, please.
You're the one that could do it. I should. Okay.
No, we always have fun. So I'll go back. I've got your, now that I know your intro music, I'll be ready for you now. So the stock market did not like the idea of how quick the bond market was moving. When the bond market starts moving drastically, dramatically, it kind of scares the stock market because the bond guys are a little bit more conservative. And when they see the bonds moving as much as they did, bonds went up almost 10% in yield in just a matter of a couple of days. Now, when you start seeing that kind of thing happen, stock market gets spooked. So if the stocks can remain above the 200-day moving average, it could apply a little bit of pressure to the bonds. On the other hand, if stocks break through that 200-day moving average, we could see some significant losses in stocks, which can help the bonds. Depends on where you're sitting, what you want to happen. Newsday, pretty quiet today, but it is a busy week. We're going to have housing data, the Fed minutes from the September 26th meeting. Retail sales for September up 0.1%, lower than market expectations by about 0.5%. Last month's figure was revised lower from up 0.1% to unchanged. Empire State Manufacturing Survey, the health of the manufacturing sector in New York, came in at 21.1, stronger than expected. So manufacturing is doing well. We're going to have the housing market index on Tuesday, housing starts and that Fed minutes on Wednesday, jobless claims, Philly Fed manufacturing Thursday, existing home sales Friday. So thank goodness it's a quiet day today because we got to get ready for the rest
of
the week.
That is a packed week.
Going to be busy. That's the Mortgage Minute brought to you by our friends at Gold Star Mortgage, the only one I know of with that fast pass loan approval. Get rid of the pre-approvals. They are obsolete in most instances. So let's chat this morning. Obviously, I did share with you that Lisa Dunn is with us. Lisa,
I have my own little theme.
Your theme song here.
Theme song. Is that what we're going to call it?
Absolutely.
All right.
Okay.
I like that one.
You like that one. Okay. So let's chat a little bit. There's a lot coming up. I mean, obviously, I have some fun chatting. As most people know, I am a self-proclaimed political junkie. Love watching some of the politics. This time of year in California, it's not too fun because I have been known to be a little bit on the conservative side. But we're watching in the propositions, not that I'm propositioning anybody, but we're talking about the propositions. And there's a couple of them that are really impactful, I guess is the right term, on the real estate market.
That they are. That would be Prop 5 and Prop 10.
And you have to go, they're back and forth, right? I mean, because I think one of them, if you like it, you say no. And if you don't like it,
high five and hang 10. That's what we're saying.
Well, that's the way to do it. Okay.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
You know something, even somebody that's a simple guy like me could probably, not sure, but probably understand that one.
What was that I said, Ron?
What?
Okay.
Did I miss something?
Useless.
I've been told that
Which
before.
One of us was that?
So let's talk about this. Proposition 5.
Yes. Proposition 5 is really something that is going to be really good for all the homeowners if it passes. And what it is right now, if you're 55 and over you can have a one-time use carrying your tax with you to maybe the same county that you're in or one of 12 other counties that are reciprocating counties. And so you only get to do that one time, and you can only do that if you downsize. So if you bought a house, let's say back in 1994, and you raised your kids are off to college, having grandbabies, and you're like, oh, I don't need this house anymore. You know, it's 5 bedrooms. I only need 2 bedrooms or 3 bedrooms. I would really like to go move closer to my kids. And quit looking at your microphone, Ron. If I would like to move closer to my kids, let's say they're in one of the counties that aren't a reciprocal county. You can't take your tax base, your current tax base, you can't take that with you. Are you turning my mic off now? He's actually going to do it.
No, I'm actually trying to find out why we're not hearing you the way we should.
It's everybody's dream, probably.
I was not going to go there. The only thing I could do is get myself in trouble if I said anything there.
Yeah. Okay. So where was I? So if you're 55 and over, you can use this one time, and you can only take your tax base with you to certain counties, and you have to downsize. So let's say you do this and your kids move to some ungodly place in the state of California. Use your imagination. And you're like, you know, I love my grandkids and everything, but I don't love them that much to be living in this not so great place. I want to move back to wherever, maybe out to the desert or maybe to the beach or something. And you're like, uh-oh, I can't change my, or can't take my tax base with me again. If you want to get a larger home or a higher purchase price, you can't do that. And there's a lot of senior communities that are being built right now that have magnificent homes, but they are not cheap.
Sure.
So you cannot buy one of those homes and take your tax base with you because you already used it one time and you'd be buying up anyhow. And it may not be in one of those reciprocal counties. So that's what the current situation is. What Prop 5 is allowing people 55 and over to be able to move as many times as they want, wherever they want in the state of California. They can buy up, they can buy down. If they buy down, it's just like it is now, but if they buy up, it's a blended tax base. And don't ask me to go into that because I haven't had enough coffee yet, and I know you're going to say something bad about my cup.
I notice it's not a Broncos cup today.
No, but see, it says this, and I can't have that on the camera.
Oh, yes.
Okay. But it's something that would help
people. I think the guys saw that.
Well, we won't talk about my coffee cup anymore.
Okay.
But this would allow people that maybe bought a home with stairs and brought their tax base with them and say, I can't do the stairs anymore, but I can't move because I can't take my tax base with
me.
They can't afford to. And I actually know people that have come to me at open houses once we've discussed this and said, let me know the minute that this passes because I'm going to sell my house. I'm going to be moving. And it gets a lot of questionable negative press from a lot of the
unions.
Yeah. You know, which because they, when they did the analysis on this, they did it. And I'm not going to use the right terms because I'm not that nerd kind of person like you.
Kind of
nerdy, but I get my terms off every now and then. They did it as like, okay, what's going to happen if people sell their houses and they take their tax base and, oh my gosh, that means there's going to be less money for all of the counties and cities in the state because they've moved and took this tax base with them. In that report, they didn't take into account, what about the people buying their homes with the new increased tax base?
No, those houses were going to stay vacant.
Yeah, no. That's right. Nobody wants a house in California, right?
Yeah.
You know, I'm sorry. That is, you know, false. And the funny thing is the unions that are backing this, their people, the teachers, the firemen, the police, those are the people that could actually be able to go out and buy a house because now there would be more to buy from, which would raise the tax rate. And everybody would be happy, happy, happy. So do your homework. Read before you vote.
And there's a lot of them that you're going to really have to read closely because not that I would have an opinion on any of these things.
You never have an opinion.
But, I mean, think about the gas tax, right? I mean, you have to vote yes if you want to repeal the gas tax. So it's some of these things, they put them out there a little bit backwards for us to try and confuse us, but we'll give you our best analysis. If you decide you want the gas tax, you vote no. If you don't want the gas tax, you vote yes. Figure that one out. And that one here, we're talking about the moving of the property taxes. That one there, if you want to be able to move your property taxes, if you want your parents or grandparents to be able to move their property taxes, you have to vote yes on Proposition 5. And that way they get a little bit of transportability, right? You can take that.
Big word, Ron.
Yeah, every once in a while I use more than one syllable. Not often, but.
Not often, exactly.
I'm a simple guy. We're going to continue our conversation. Prop 5, Prop 10, those are the real estate props that we want to really get you to understand, make an informed decision, whatever that decision might be. You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. Pre-approval, your first step in buying a home, has that become obsolete? We'll chat about it. And the number one mistake people make when opening an investment account, we'll talk about that one as well. You can reach me anytime. Off air number 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, on Twitter at Ron Siegel. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Siegel Lending Team offers you buying power. Let's say you can afford a monthly mortgage payment, including principal and interest, of around $1,900. With today's rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage of 3.75%, APR 3.85%, that payment could support a $416,000 mortgage. But if you wait and rates tick up to around 6.5%, which is roughly the average home mortgage rate over the past 30 years, that same $1,900 mortgage payment, including principal and interest, may only be able to support a $314,000 mortgage. That's over $100,000 worth of home you're missing out on by waiting. That's buying power. All you need to do to get started is reach out to the Siegel Lending Team at 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Payment example excludes taxes and insurance. Call us for full details, 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990 or SiegelLendingTeam.com. Equal housing lender, licensed under NMLS number 217037.
Are you purchasing or own a luxury home? If you're like so many others, your home is your largest asset and the mortgage is your largest debt. The Siegel Lending Team has some amazing financing opportunities right now. Jumbo loans up to $2 million, 30-year rates below 4%, 15-year rates near 3.5%, and if you can believe it, 7-year interest-only hybrids in low threes. The Siegel Lending Team has all the options for your jumbo or second home loan requirements. Take advantage of them while you can. To learn more about all the other financing products available from the Siegel Lending Team, call 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Again, call 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender.
Homeowners that are 62 and older are about to find out a great way to live a better retirement. It's called a reverse mortgage, and SLT can help you learn more. Call the Siegel Lending Team at 800-306-1990 right now to receive your free booklet with no obligation. It answers questions like how a reverse mortgage works, how much you qualify for, the ways to receive your money, and more. When you call the experts at Siegel Lending Team today, you'll learn the benefits of a government-insured reverse mortgage, how it will eliminate your monthly mortgage payments, and give you tax-free cash from the equity in your home. Here's the best part. You still own your home. Now is the best time to take control of your retirement. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990 to get your free brochure. Call today or visit our website at SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Or simply call 800-306-1990.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message as your consumer advocate. I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, the real-time real estate segment today being brought to you by the area trusted real estate professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Text NEST, N-E-S-T, to 79564. Find your dream home before someone else does. In many markets across the country, the number of buyers searching for their dream homes outnumbers the number of homes for sale. This has led to a competitive marketplace where buyers often need to stand out. One way to show you are serious about buying your dream home is to get pre-underwritten. We used to call it pre-qualified, then we called it pre-approved. Now we call it the fast pass loan approval, totally underwritten before you go out and even start shopping. If you're in the market that is not as competitive, understanding your budget will give you the confidence of knowing if your dream home is within reach. Freddie Mac lays out the advantages of the pre-approval. I say that's obsolete. Move to the pre-underwriter, the fast pass. It's in the My Home section of Freddie Mac's website. I quote, "It's highly recommended that you work with your lender to get pre-approved before you begin house hunting. Pre-approval will tell you how much you can afford and can help you move faster and with greater confidence in competitive markets," unquote. So you're looking at probably 30 days on a pre-approval. How about 10 days when you've got the fast pass loan approval? Now, most of the time, the sellers are not going to be able to move that quickly, but you don't have to worry about their needs when you're making the offer and trying to win. You go out and you say, you know something, I'm willing to do a 10-day escrow. If they come back and say, well, I need 30 days, your real estate agent has a bargaining chip. One of the many advantages of working with a local real estate professional is that many have relationships with lenders who will be able to get you that fast pass loan approval. Once you have selected a lender, you'll need to fill out their loan application, provide them with a series of documents. It's your credit, debt, work history, down payment, residential history. Freddie Mac describes the four C's that help determine the amount you will be able to qualify for: capacity, capital or cash reserves, collateral, and credit. Bottom line, many potential buyers overestimate the down payment and credit scores necessary to qualify for a mortgage. You might even just want a game plan. That's one of the things that's a big difference between going online, filling out a loan application, and sitting down with a lender that actually does a consultative approach and says, you know something, maybe you should not put down that much money. Maybe it's not in your best interest to put down that much money. Maybe you need a little bit more money. What are your short and long-term goals? What do you want to accomplish over the next 5 to 7 years? Those are all questions that should be asked, but they're not on the online loan applications. That is the real-time real estate segment brought to you by the area-trusted real estate professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Text NEST, N-E-S-T, to 79564. Alessia, I hope that helps out on that for you. Lisa did a great job of explaining that Prop 5 issue. And let's chat a little bit about Prop 10, and then we might have time if we go back a little bit later on.
Yeah.
So Prop 10.
Prop 10. Prop 10 is about rent control. And John Lansner, if you're listening, listen closely. Okay. All right. We have a bill that has been passed in this law called Costa-Hawkins. And that basically is kind of a rent control-ish kind of bill, but it keeps things pretty loose. If you wanted to buy a condo and rent it out to somebody, you don't have to worry about rent control. You can go market rate. Now, you know, we all know what market rate is if the rental market is flooded, your rents are going to go down. If the rental market gets tight, your rents are going to go up. So if you own a condo or, you know, a triplex or something, you know, you don't really have to worry about rent control because the Costa-Hawkins only applies to certain apartment buildings that were built prior to a certain year. Now, I'm sorry, I haven't had enough of my magic juice in my cup yet to remember what that year was, but most renters are not affected by it. Most landlords are not affected by it. There's areas. No, I wasn't doing that.
Oh, I didn't know which juice you're referring to.
My coffee.
Okay.
This is ridiculous.
It is. Okay. So most areas don't really have rent control, and things work out pretty good, you know, because it is market rate. Now, there's areas such as you know, spots in Los Angeles and up in Northern California and your Berkeley areas and stuff like that, that they have rent control for apartment buildings, and it does help. And for full disclosure, my son lives in a rent control apartment in Culver City. It's still not ridiculously cheap.
Story time.
It's a one bedroom, no garage for $1,600 a month.
Okay.
That's rent control. Okay.
I'm going to give you a little quick story here because I love stories.
I know you do. Once upon a time.
Once upon, yeah, exactly. I have a lady that called me, 74 years old. She has a duplex in San Francisco. Value of the duplex is probably about $2.4 million. She owes about $700,000 on it. Her only income at this stage of her life is she's got Social Security and she's got the one unit in the duplex.
Mm-hmm.
She's stuck at $775 a month. Now, do you know what you can get in San Francisco for $775 a month?
Usually a closet.
That's about it. This individual has a two-bedroom apartment in this duplex in San Francisco, $775. She can't do anything with her property. She can't afford to refinance it. She can't get a reverse mortgage on it. She can't, no one wants to buy it from her. So think about that concept if you want to be in the real estate world and
rent. Well, the
real
estate world's already starting to fight back because people are saying, do I even want to go out and look for investment properties right now? I mean, you know, there's a lot of people that buy a lot of investment properties and they're starting to have second thoughts. I have a client myself that is, looking at buying, you know, looking at maybe a four unit, maybe even going into a larger building. And it's like, don't do anything until the election because people think that this is a good thing. And I'm a little bit more on the lefty side than Ron. I'm a hell of a lot more on the lefty side than Ron. But I see that this is not a good thing because actually it's going to drive the rents up because nobody's going to want to rent to anybody anymore. People are going to be selling off units because what's the point of having an investment property if you're not making that return? And to have,
are you allowed to evict somebody if you've got a 1 year lease and the lease expires? Can you just say I don't want to renew the lease?
If you want to sell the property, you can say you don't want to renew the lease. And then where's this person going to go? Because if everybody's selling off their rental condos and rental properties that they bought for a ridiculously low amount back in the recession. Now they're just going to be unloading them all, and people still, you know, the bulk of the people renting probably are not going to become homeowners. So they got to go out and find another rental. And where are they going to find a rental? Because there aren't going to be any rentals. And a lot of the apartments that have been built recently, everybody's seen, you know, if you're in Orange County and you're driving along, you know, the 405 or the, you know, the 133 out in Irvine, you see nothing but apartments. Every single one of those apartments are individually metered, meaning they can convert those to condominiums at any time.
Okay.
And there's talk that a lot of people that have apartments will be doing condo conversions into them because they don't want to be tied to the rent control. So it's a double-edged sword out there. By trying to do something good, and I really appreciate, you know, what the whole affordable housing situation is. I have two sons that it's cheaper for them to live in Los Angeles than for them to live in Orange County, which is kind of amazing. But it's not going to help the situation if we put a cap on everything out there. We're going to lose the investment buyers. We're going to have people selling off property. You better be ready to buy something if you're, you know, hey, maybe I do like that.
Yeah, exactly.
But are you qualified? And you got to get in touch with your lender because no realtor is going to put you in. Well, I shouldn't say put you in a car. We don't take you out, meet you at a property anymore if you're not pre-approved. And if you can't buy, if you don't have that down payment, you know, even a 3.5% down FHA. I mean, a lot of people don't have that kind of money because the net worth of renters is so much lower than a homeowner. You know, they say it's usually about $6,000.
Right.
And for
exactly.
A homeowner, it's a couple hundred thousand. So, you know, where are you going to go? Where are you going to go if your landlord sells their building because of the rent control bill?
So the answer to this is, in my opinion, is stay away from Prop 10, no on 10, and see what you can do about getting builders to build more of the right type properties because it's called supply and demand. That is going to be the solution, and get the right properties for what people need. That might be a smaller property. Just
yeah, and that's the biggest issue is the builders aren't building what people want. They're building what makes financial sense to them to build.
Well, that's what they should be building.
Well,
right?
Unfortunately, those are the million-dollar homes. But, you know, I mean, if we have more available rentals on the market, if we have more places for people to live, yeah, it is all about supply and demand. Are we ever going to be able to build our way out of this? Realistically, I'm going against my state association here. No, there's no way we're going to be able to build our way out of here. But there's things that you can do that voting on yes on 10 sounds like a good thing to do. But if you're a renter, you're actually hurting yourself. So remember.
Wow, wouldn't that be special? I get to hurt myself.
You get to hurt yourself. I think we do that a lot on a lot of the things we vote for. So really be an educated voter. Number one, get out there and register to vote because this election is more important than any election we've had in a long time. Ron and I will say for different reasons, but get out there and vote and yes on 5, no on 10.
And you can say, use my line, Lisa, because I think we'll both agree on this part of it, even though sometimes we differ on the political perspective. Get educated and vote.
Educate yourself.
Right. Get out there and get done and look at who's sponsoring every one of these bills. We're going to talk more about that when we get back. You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. The number one mistake people make when opening an investment account, we'll chat about that and the upcoming elections. You can reach me anytime off air, number 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, on Twitter @ronsiegel. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Most businesses struggle to get the online reviews they need to get a competitive edge over their competition. Rex is a brand new technology that uses text messages to direct happy clients to your online review sites, Zillow, Google, Facebook, and Yelp, and unhappy clients to a private survey so businesses can win more customers. Try Rex today by going to www.meetrex.com.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's SIEGEL LendingTeam.com. Or 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to reap@ronsiegelradio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Rate subject to change and without notice. Licensed by the California DOC and BRENMLS 217037 and 145502 and Cal BRE 01869452 and 1-866-7.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert, Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message. And as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. The Word on Wealth segment today being brought to you by CreditSanitizer.com. You have a credit report. It's wrong. What are you doing about it? Credit Sanitizer has the solutions for you. Number one mistake people make when opening an investment account. So think about this. If you move jobs, don't leave your IRA behind. Bring it to a new facility. Actually put it into an investment account that you control. You might even want to look at a self-directed IRA. You might even be looking at a Roth IRA, depending upon your unique situation. But according to a Reddit thread, a lot of people are making a common error when they fund a brokerage account. They're leaving their funds in a temporary settlement account without actually taking the additional step of investing the money. When you open a brokerage account, the money you transfer to the account lives in a settlement fund until you choose to put it into the investment or whatever you want it to be in. That means you're probably getting about 0.1% interest on that money. Deploy it. And I'm not going to tell you where to deploy it. I'm just going to say get some great guidance. Even in the markets, get guidance and figure out how to get that money working for you, because you want it, even if you put it into an ETF or a mutual fund or something along those lines, you're going to be far better off over the long run by getting that money working for you. That is the Word on Wealth segment brought to you by CreditSanitizer.com. Continuing our conversation this morning, Lisa Dunn is in the house. Where's my – that's right, I got to get that. So we've been talking about the ballot measures, and in many instances – Lisa, I'm going to throw this out to you because I love chatting with individuals in many instances who have a different opinion than me, right? I mean, most people that listen to Ron Siegel Radio on a regular basis have the idea that I am a little bit conservative. Just a few of them have that concept. It is.
It is what it is.
Do you ever like watch the playback, like where I'm rolling my eyes?
I see it on the screen. Yeah. I have some very fascinating debates with people. I mean, in fact, you were mentioning John earlier. He and I have some debates sometimes online as well. And you know something, I love that. I love the idea of debating with people who can carry on an intelligent conversation, which I don't do, and who are respectful, right?
Well, yeah, that's the important thing, because it's funny, you know, everything's so tribal right now. And when you really talk to somebody, probably you agree on 80% of what's going on.
Right.
It's just that tribal split. We can still have good conversations. Listen is the most important thing to do when you're talking with somebody that doesn't necessarily agree with your point of view. Listen to their side. Listen to what it is that makes them think it is. You're not going to really change their mind, but if you can understand why the person is thinking the way the person is thinking, you're not so tempted to just say, oh my God, I'm not going to have anything to do with you because I don't agree with the way you think. You know, there's a lot of people out there that I don't agree with the way they think and they don't agree with the way that I think, but they're still very good friends of mine.
Sure.
We do business together. We socialize together. You just learn, you know, what topics to stay away from so you don't jeopardize that. But I still respect their opinions.
Well, I think if you're able to carry on a conversation with somebody and have a respectful debate, mm-hmm. if you're both open-minded, one or the other might learn something. Not that it might not change someone's mind, but at least you have the opportunity of learning.
Exactly.
Right? I mean, and one of the things I share with folks all the time is – take a look at your mailbox is probably getting inundated right now with all of the different the campaign issues, right?
Exactly.
And one of the things I do most frequently is I look at the backside fine print.
Right? There's been some real surprises.
Right, and you can see who's promoting what, and that'll give you an idea as to what the slant is that you're being fed.
Exactly.
Right. And then try and find some that are the other way, because these guys are really good at sending you what you want to hear.
I think this year it's really interesting because I'm checking the back of every piece that I get to see who is promoting it. I'm even stopping the commercials on TV
right.
to see who is backing these certain things. It's not really the people that you expect to be backing what they're backing. It's pretty interesting out there. You may be surprised because people that you think are helping you may not be helping you. And it's hard to explain. There could be PACs from causes that near and dear to your heart that are going opposite of what you think that they may be doing. For me, that was good news personally when I saw a couple of pieces come in because I'm like, oh, whoa, I wasn't expecting this. I'm really happy that this happened, but I wasn't expecting this. But, you know, really do the education, the deep education, especially on the ballot propositions. We all look at these things and you just think, well, this isn't going to affect me. I'm not 55, so what do I care about Prop 5? I'm not renting. What do I care about Prop 10? It's going to affect you. Take a minute and read. While you got your little mail-in ballot, read what it is that you're voting for. The propositions are very tricky. And if you don't know the full ramifications, you could be in for a big surprise later. It will affect you one way or another. You just don't know it yet.
Absolutely. Great information as always. And be sure to set that first radio preset button to come back here every day to join Ron Siegel Radio, where we only speak about items affecting your house and your bank account. Thanks to all of our sponsors. A big thanks to John, who's engineering us today. And, of course, a special thanks to you for spending a little bit of your day with us. That's all for Ron Siegel Radio. Again, if you have any questions or meet any of our guests, call me anytime, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. And remember, make a lot of money so you can help a lot of people and have a lot of fun. Have a great day. We'll talk to you next time on Ron Siegel Radio.